Hello everyone, my name is Olivia Kenny, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Today we'll be talking about the classic love story, a Middle Eastern story called Layla and Majnun. Throughout this course, we have read many novels, as we know, about love, abuse, values, traditions, and marriage. But this was so far my favorite book we have read because there was so much love involved and so much tragedy that really drew me in. This story, Layla and Majnun, was a beautiful Persian love story. And today we'll be talking about love and fate and how things are really meant to be. So, for those who haven't read Layla and Majnun yet, it is written by Nizami, who was a 12th century Persian poet. He is considered the greatest romantic epic poet in Persian literature. And he really writes just such a poetic masterpiece while collecting the poems and putting these poems together. These poems are about two young lovers who are meant to be, yet it just doesn't quite happen, in the physical world at least. Their love is so intense without even getting to touch each other, kiss each other, nothing. And, you know, love must be intense enough for those two to feel all these emotions and for the way things happened at the end. So to get a little bit into the story, I'm just going to give a nice background before we dive deeper. So yes, these poems were collected and put into a story by Nizami, and it was translated by Rudolf Giuseppe. The story is known all over in the Middle East and places such as southern Russia or Africa. So Quais falls in love with a young girl in his class, and people realize that he does have a strong connection pulled towards her, and her name's Layla. He grows to become crazy and madly in love with Layla, and that's how the name Majnun comes in, which means melancholic, which is mad or possessive. Layla's father was asked by Majnun to get married to her, and he definitely declines the offer. Over in the story, there was a tribal law and arranged marriages all over that really took a toll on the lovers in the story because their fate was destined to happen in a terrible way because of all the arranged marriages and laws that were happening because of families over where they were. Layla then gets married to another man. And throughout the story, Majnun continues to develop his strong feelings for Layla. They just don't stop. He keeps growing. He keeps seeing images of her while he's by himself. And obviously, he had to be madly in love to feel that way while not even being with her. He resides in the wilderness, in the desert, and continues to be in a terrible mental health space. He was not okay, and people recognize this. Even Layla. He gets a letter from Layla, and she states in this letter that she was aware of his mental state and his feelings, and she wanted to see him so terribly, and they met. And Majnun read his beautiful poems that mentioned her name multiple times. And I just think that was such a beautiful moment because I know I would love someone to write poems about me and express their love through me, to me through writing. That would be amazing. And I just feel like that would make me fall madly in love. So I do not blame these lovers for feeling this way. But on a more serious note, these poems did show lots of effort and his wanting for Layla and his desire to be with her. I just thought that was so beautiful. So other events happen in the story. But to continue with their love life, Layla becomes very ill later in the story and does pass away. Majnun hears of his lover's death and leaves the desert to rest upon her tomb. He brought all of his animals with him that resided with him in the desert, and they surrounded Layla's tomb while he laid on top of it, crying and sobbing for days and nights. And he asked God to connect their hearts together. Prayed, basically, for that. He was begging just to be with Layla in the afterlife, conjoined with her and her heart. And I really think this was a great example of how Majnun's name came into play. Madly in love, crazy, possessed. Because he was completely changed and transformed just because of the idea of love. And his idea of love. You know, if you look on Google, the definition of love is an intense feeling of deep affection. And for Majnun, this was completely true. It was deep affection, great interest, and pleasure. So yes, we know that Majnun was then reunited because of his deep love. Their death was a true conjoining of souls that were definitely meant to be at the end. And the ending just felt very spiritual to me, and I'm sure to others who read this. And I'm sure everyone's hearts were full knowing that these two lovers were just brought together at the end. Even though it was such a tragedy to anyone reading this, it was also a very beautiful tragedy at the end. And I'm glad that we got to all explore it together. And if you haven't got to explore it yet, I really do recommend this book to anyone who really truly believes in love like I do. It is such a beautiful feeling, and I hope that everyone gets to experience something like that. But I do want to get into how these lovers were star-crossed lovers. Star-crossed lovers are present in films, novels, and plays. Let's dive deeper into that. Throughout the media, throughout plays, movies, music, art, we see a lot about love and two lovers. Those are usually things depicted throughout art, films, movies, plays. So we get the idea of star-crossed lovers, and I truly believe in fate and how things are meant to be. That's something that I really do preach. I don't know about anyone listening to this, but I really do believe things are meant to be. So I think this is a great connection to some star-crossed lovers, and Layla and Majnun were definitely star-crossed lovers. And this phrase is about two people who are so in love. However, their love fails due to outside forces. Almost as if the stars are controlling their relationship, if we want to see it as more of an astrological point of view. So people do believe that the stars predetermined people's futures, and in this case, predetermined future for the lovers that are in front of us that we're reading about. But this phrase was present in William Shakespeare's famous Romeo and Juliet, where the two characters that he created cross paths but do not experience a beautiful future together, rather a tragedy. So this was an Italian writing by William Shakespeare taking place in Verona, where Romeo and Juliet's family was in a feud, basically hating each other, and if no one is familiar with it, they were the Montagues and Capulets. And I think this story has great comparison to Layla and Majnun, and we can all agree if you have explored both readings. Romeo and Juliet were young lovers, and their families definitely did not want them together because of their hatred towards one another. And that was in the same case about Layla's father not wanting her to marry the madman, if we must. And I think that was a great comparison. Although the difference is that Layla and Majnun did not kill each other or commit suicide with each other. Layla did pass away first, and Majnun preached to fall to death while Romeo put a dagger to himself. So that was definitely a difference there, but people do believe, and I do believe, and readers can all agree and argue that these might have been predetermined for their future as lovers. And I think that is a great comparison, and star-crossed lovers are very interesting to read about. I know it's very tragic and harsh, but it is entertaining, and we can all agree on that. I can agree on that, at least. And I just think that this tragic Persian love story was a great one, because we just see true love at the end, even though it was hurtful that they died, you know what I'm saying? So I think the spiritual connection is really great on that, and the astrological portion. If you are into things like that, attracting great energy, if you believe in fate, I think these stories are amazing to read, and I just want to thank you all for listening to my podcast and dive deeper into these stories and just love. And thank you for listening. Have a great night.